Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Good morning. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. A secure homeland depends on the integrity of its immigration system. Since its inception, the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, otherwise known as USCIS, has sought to strengthen the security and integrity of the nation's immigration system. With much discussion surrounding the possibility of comprehensive immigration reform, much of its execution and success will rest on the shoulders of the Citizenship and Immigration Services. With us this morning to discuss these challenges is our special guest, Jonathan Jock Scharfen, Deputy Director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. Good morning, Jock.
Good morning, Al. How are you?
Great, thank you. Also joining us in our conversation is Dave Abel, Director of Homeland Security Services at IBM. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Al.
Let's start off by setting some context for our listeners. Can you tell us about the mission and the evolution of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services? Give us a sense of its history and the programs it runs.
Yes. Al, the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services was originally the INS, and Immigration and Naturalization Service, which was part of the Department of Justice. But after 9/11 and after March 2003, it was broken out, it being the old INS, was broken out from the Department of Justice and placed in the Department of Homeland Security. And then in turn, the old Immigration Service was broken into three parts. One part was the Customs and Borders Protection. Another part was the Immigration Customs Enforcement. And the third part was my organization, the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services. Immigration Services has to be focused on national security throughout all of its missions. And we work in conjunction with the other organizations. We work with CBP and ICE, if you think of it in terms of concentric circles. CBP protects the borders. ICE does internal enforcement. And we run the immigration services. We provide the benefits when people apply for citizenship or a green card or for some type of immigration status. To give you a sense of the scale of our operations, Al, we end up processing about 6 to 8 million applications a year. We have 250 offices throughout the country and the world. The scale of it gives you an indication that the management – you started off talking about the management of immigration services – is a real struggle. It's a challenge for any good manager to be able to manage just the daily operations. For instance, we conduct 135,000 security background checks a day. We have 135,000 visitors visit our internet site a day. We have 82,000 calls, phone inquiries to our phone lines. We take 8,000 sets of fingerprints. We welcome about 2,000 new citizens every day and swear them in. You can see that the management side of the immigration services alone is a serious challenge.
In support of that broad and complex mission, can you give us a sense of the budget and the employees involved in your organization?
Our budget is approximately $2 billion a year. Most of that is derived from fees. And so it's not from appropriated monies, Al, but rather fees that the applicants for an immigration benefit, when they make an application, they also have to pay a fee. And we collect those fees, and it comes to about $2 billion. And we run our enterprise based on that. In terms of our employees, we have 15,000 employees. 10,000 of them are full-time employees. And then we have, on top of that, 5,000 term or contract employees for a total of 15,000 employees.
Chuck, let's narrow in a little bit. And we're talking about CIS broadly. I'd like to get a better understanding of your role as deputy director. What do you do on a regular basis?
Dave, I serve as the chief operating officer. The director, Dr. Emilio Gonzalez, sets the goals and emphasizes strategic direction of the organization. I work with him closely with that, but I'm in charge and responsible as a chief operating officer to implement that, to operationalize, if you will, those strategic directions. And I work with the Domestic Operations Directorate, our Refugee Asylum and International Operations Directorate, and our National Security and Records Verification Directorate. Those are our three major directorates, the way our organization is broken down. We have a chief financial officer, we have an information technology officer, and then we have a few offices that are peculiar to the immigration services. For instance, we have an administrative appeals office that works on appeals on decisions in different immigration benefits.
How many people support you directly? How many people are on your direct team?
Well, in my direct team, it's rather small. I have just a handful of people that support me directly. But what I do is I reach out to the directorates, and then that's my mode of operation is I work with the associate directors and of the organization, and then those organizations in turn provide anything I need.
So with such a small group of people supporting you directly, and the numbers you were running through are astonishing in how large they are as far as how many benefits are processed, phone calls, contacts, things of that nature. What are the top challenges that you and your team face on a regular basis?
After 9/11, clearly we always start off in answering this, is that it's national security. Well, no one needs to be reminded, of course, is that the hijackers, many of them had abused different aspects of our immigration system. We know that terrorists continue to want to take advantage of our immigration laws, and so we have to remain vigilant to ensure that our people are trained and that they understand the threats that are out there. And for instance, just last fiscal year, we stood up the National Security and Records Verification Directorate. That's a sole mission is to ensure that national security is kept at forefront in our organization. A second challenge, I would say, would be public integrity. Recently, unfortunately, there have been some stories just here in the region about fraudulent behavior of some of our CIS employees. And that's a major concern to us. We want to make sure that our employees are honest as well as efficient. And just recently, we announced the creation of an Office of Security and Integrity to ensure that we have good management systems in place. Finally, one of our major challenges would be the efficient delivery of the immigration services. Just recently, we cleared a 3.4 million application backlog. We were augmented by the Congress with appropriations, $500 million, to pay what it took, extra manpower to work back that backlog. Moving forward, we have to ensure that we are performing our mission as efficiently as we can so that we don't end up creating backlogs like that again. And that's going to have to end up the necessity of a fee rule and a transformation program.
Jock, we had an opportunity before the show to talk about your career as a Marine and as a lawyer, which I find to be a very potent and dangerous combination. Could you describe for our listeners your career path? How'd you get started?
My dad was a career Marine, and I knew, since I could remember that, I always wanted to be a Marine. So I went to the University of Virginia on a Marine option scholarship, joined the Marine Corps, and became an infantry officer. The Marines have a great program, as do all the services, and it's a funded law program. And they then sent me to law school at the University of Notre Dame. And then later on, the Marine Corps sent me to get a Master's of Law in Environmental Law at the University of San Diego. My assignments were varied in the Marine Corps. I had some great command, both as an infantry officer and then as a lawyer. And I had a command as a lieutenant colonel in Frankfurt, Germany, where I commanded Marine security detachments at different embassies. I was able to serve as a prosecutor at Camp Pendleton. I had three tours at the National Security Council, where I got to see national security policy made and managed. And then when I finished with the Marine Corps, I retired after 25 years. I then went to work on Capitol Hill. My mother influenced my second career choice. My mom had worked for Senator Warner for 20 years, and I had always admired my mom's work on Capitol Hill. She was a caseworker for Senator Warner, and one of her responsibilities was immigration. I was chief counsel for the House International Relations Committee for 3 years before assuming my current duties as deputy director.
That's just a fascinating story, a fascinating career. So tell me, how has this broad set of experiences prepared you for your current role at USCIS, and how has it shaped your management approach and leadership style?
Good question, Al. I would say that the Marine Corps is known for many things, but one of the things that they inculcate in all of its Marines when they train us is the importance of values. And so I've taken those leadership traits and values that were taught by the Marine Corps, and I try to live by those in my current job. The emphasis on mission and to try to do the best you can in terms of achieving your mission. Finally, I think, in terms of background, is being a lawyer, that respect for the law has to be throughout the organization. And so those two things I try to bring, values and the respect for law, and then finally the respect for people throughout my management.
That's great. How will USCIS handle the passage of comprehensive immigration reform? We will ask Jock Scharfen, Deputy Director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services within the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.